Oh yeah, Side Hustle School team, what's up? Thanks for being out there. Thanks for joining in today, episode 2553. It's your host, Chris Guillebeau. Excited to come to the end of this year. Excited to look ahead to next year. I've been making a lot of plans for 2024. I published my annual review recently on my blog, chrisguillebeau.com. You can read all about some highlights this year, some goals I'm setting for next year. And I'm sharing a bit more on social media as well. So hopefully we've connected there. If not, let's do that. It's 193 countries on Instagram. And just my name, Chris Guillebeau, everywhere else, G-U-I-L-L-E-B-E-A-U. All right, let's talk about today's episode, the Tennessee Bachelorette Party Boom. This one's fun. We're going to revisit a Nashville entrepreneur's journey in transforming the bachelorette party scene into a thriving business. This is actually Nashville, the fastest growing U.S. city for bachelorette parties. Fun fact, I learned that in the research for this episode. There's actually a lot of businesses that are hosting these parties. So we're going to hear from Cassidy. She's the owner of one of them. She has a detailed update based on, I think, 2 or 3 years in business so far. So let's hear from her. I'll have a quick wrap up. But of course, the highlight is Cassidy. Over to her.
Hi, y'all. I'm Cassidy, and I'm the go-to person for bachelorette parties in Nashville. 3 years ago, I noticed an untapped market in Nashville's growing popularity as a bachelorette destination. What started as a small venture has now blossomed into a booming business. When I began, I was organizing parties almost single-handedly. Pricing was a shot in the dark initially, but I quickly learned the market's pulse. I started with all-inclusive packages around $200 per person, which covered activities like private bar hopping tours, line dancing lessons, and reserved tables at the hottest spots in town. However, as demand skyrocketed, I realized the importance of offering a range of packages, from budget-friendly options to luxury experiences. Marketing in the early days was mostly word of mouth and Instagram posts. I would share pictures and stories from each party, and the buzz just kept growing. But the real game changer was when I started partnering with local influencers. I'd offer them a discount package in exchange for coverage. Their posts brought my business to the eyes of thousands of bachelorette groups planning their Nashville adventures. As business picked up, I realized I couldn't do it all alone. I hired a small but mighty team, each bringing their unique flair to the business. We used project management software to keep track of each party's details, from dietary restrictions to favorite music genres, and this helped streamline our operations and ensure each party was personalized and memorable. One of my favorite anecdotes involves a bachelorette group that was a mix of country music diehards and EDM lovers. The challenge? Crafting a night that catered to both. The solution was a custom country meets EDM tour. We hit country bars with live bands and ended the night at an EDM club downtown. The group had a blast, and it was a testament to how versatile and responsive our service had become. But not everything was smooth sailing. I learned quickly that clear communication is key. After a mix-up with a venue booking, which almost left a party without a spot, I implemented a double confirmation system for all bookings. A simple change, yet it significantly reduced errors and stress. For anyone looking to start a similar business, here's my advice. Understand your clientele deeply. Be adaptive, and never underestimate the power of local partnerships. Also, invest in a good CRM system. It's worth its weight in gold for managing client information and preferences. Today, my business isn't just about planning parties. It's about creating experiences that groups remember for years to come. Nashville's growth has been my business's boon, and I can't wait to see where this ride takes me next. Thanks for listening, and remember, in the business of fun, it's all about the experience.
Thanks, Cassidy, for sharing those updates. That was, in fact, our final throwback Thursday of the year. And I thought it was a pretty good one. Nashville is a booming town for lots of things, including, as I learned this week, bachelorette parties. Multiple businesses that are operating full-time with multiple limos and other vehicles. So Cassie's in a good spot. Well done, well done. Listeners, let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you've got a question, an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This has been episode 2,553. As mentioned, we are at the end of the year. Much more is coming up both this week, the final few days of the year, and on into next year as well. So I hope you'll join me. It's always free. You can subscribe wherever you like to listen or directly on the website. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.